I'm David Delegater. The venerable bookstore and publisher City Lights Books, with its long history of giving voice to dissidents, poets, and outsiders, has recently released a new work entitled Lit Up Inside, Selected Lyrics of Van Morrison. Morrison was born in Belfast, Northern Ireland, in 1945. He's recorded at least 34 albums since 1967 and has written well over 300 songs. Many of his more popular tracks, such as Tupelo Honey, Blue Money, Moondance, and Brown Eyed Girl, were earlier works popularized on the radio. The influences on Morrison's works are as disparate as can be. We begin with his father's immense vinyl collection of jazz and blues. And in the songs in this book alone, he alludes to Fats Waller and William Wordsworth, John Donne, and Mahalia Jackson, the mystic William Blake and Sonny Boy Williamson, Tennessee Williams and Muddy Waters, Samuel Taylor Coleridge and Jerry Lee Lewis, T.S. Eliot and John Lee Hooker, Elvis, Jackie Wilson, Lightnin' Hopkins, and Little Richard, and Ray Charles, not to mention the psychic impact of movies such as those featuring James Dean, Rod Steiger, and Marlon Brando. Oh, and the pre-surrealist French poet Arthur Rimbaud, and the wireless broadcast of Radio Luxembourg. No doubt, I've missed a few. How do they show up in the songs? In the frequently syncopated jazz rhythms, the beboppy blues phrasing, in the mystical visions of the lyrics, and in consistent homages to faith and love. Of the Van Morrison music with which I'm familiar, I would characterize it as being identifiable with elements of pop, blues, R&B, jazz, rock, country, gospel, spoken word, Irish folk, and traditional, country, gospel, hymns, and rave-up. I can say this about the songs I've heard and know. And when I read some of them in Lit Up Inside, I couldn't help but sing them in my head as I read the lyrics. Seeing the words removes the songs from the realm of background noise, makes us an active rather than passive listener. That alone makes this a great read and a source of joy. But this is, after all, a book of lyrics, many of which I was not familiar with. One must realize that lyrics are not poetry. Morrison himself states that, "I'm a songwriter, and I know where I stand. I'm a songwriter, pen and paper in my hand. Put the words on the page. Please don't call me a sage. I'm a songwriter." In reading this book, I had to break myself from the presumptuous habit of reading the lyrics in rhythm, as if I were singing without music in my head. With the exposure to unknown lyrics, now I have much more music to track that clearly demands hearing. So in reading Lit Up Inside, there are clearly repetitive themes in Morrison's writing. One overarching notion has to do with his perception of time. He is clearly tied to the past, to memories of mostly pleasant recollections, and to struggle. They are frequently tinged with wistfulness for joyful things gone or lost, what the Brazilians refer to as saudade. At the same time, he's very much in the present. In What's Wrong with This Picture, he tells the listener that after so many years in innuendos, quote, "I'm not that person anymore. I'm always living in the present time. Don't you understand? I left all that jive behind," unquote. There is clearly, as I read this book of 100 lyrics, a sense of the importance of love and devotion, friendship and honor, that in ways, philosophically, there is no past, because it's always with us, part of our present, savored and inspiring. I'm pretty sure if Morrison was in London or Boston, San Francisco or the Mississippi Delta, he is always in Belfast, always on his own wavelength. And we're going out with one of them, Slim Slow Slider. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.
Slim Slow Slider. Horse she ride, horse she ride as white as snow. Slim Slow Slider. Aren't you ready?